Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Praise God for the opportunity we have to come together, knowing that we have all spiritual authority according to what our Lord and Savior has done for us. And so today I'm going to tag team on Ethel's sharing on GPS, or global sensor positioning. As you all know, our son Christopher is in the Navy, and he's been aboard the aircraft carrier CVN-77, or the George W. Bush. And so I follow closely and listen to a lot of stuff that's been taught there, because our military is really one of the utmost, foremost, in the front runner of all this global sensing positioning, knowing all the radar, everything that goes on out there is just absolutely incredible. I watched this little video on YouTube about how there were some fighters coming in to launch missiles at our strike group, which is part of the carrier, and they could see the jets via the radar, the monitoring system, of course, miles and miles away, and were able to monitor and understand their flight formation and even their infrared structure of what they were carrying and where, you know, why they were coming towards the strike group. And it was just so fascinating to watch the crew come together, not only monitor it, but they sent out many signals like God does for us, many signals bouncing off these aircraft coming in that are aiming to launch missiles at our strike force carrier. And everybody's on alert, but nobody's panicking. They all have their position and know aboard this ship they're prepared for the next order from the captain. And this is the way our life is lived. We are prepared for the next order from our captain, who is God, with this positioning sensor, with this, I call it our God bubble, that we walk within this God bubble, because his radar detection system is much bigger than ours. And when the devil starts throwing fiery darts at us, there's just no way they can penetrate. They can't. The missiles, they're destroyed before they ever even come close to us. Just like with our military, just like with life in general. When we walk within our, what I call God bubble, our radar system, not only are we protected from the missiles, but in there, we can also know how to be navigated. We listen, we can hear God navigating us, because we don't have to worry anymore about the fiery darts being thrown at us. So all we have to do is, you know, that really little, beautiful little song, listen, listen, pay close attention. God has something to say to you. And he does. He's a great, big, wonderful God. And he has a lot to say to us. So as we walk within what I call my God bubble, God's hand of protection about us, we know that he is talking to us and he's guiding us through his amazing son, our Lord and Jesus Christ. And what he did for us, what Jesus Christ did for us, God never, ever will ask us to do again. So we just give a lot of praise to God for his son and for my son also, guys. I'm very grateful. I just have to share a little bit right now. I'm very grateful for our son being in Boulder. His strike force group, CVN-77, left yesterday to head out to the Middle East, but they headed out with him. So it was just a great time to praise God for our son and his hand of protection about all the men and women in all the military forces. We know that God's got this. And, you know, Van, you did the great teaching on the stars the witness of the stars, navigating. That's our main navigation system, is it's written in the stars. And we're very grateful to know the whole story is written in the stars. That is our navigation. We navigate towards the one true standing star. So guys, I'm very, very grateful to share a little bit of this, kind of do a dual teaching, dual tag team sharing with Ethel as we all navigate along this wonderful life together. And listen, pay close attention. God's got something to say to you. And we all know who it is, and we're very, very grateful. So God bless you. Have a great day. I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.